the agriculture community has been concerned about the tariffs. And I wanted to ask you, when you did talk to people who were in the farming community, because from looking at your social media, you did, are they concerned about the president's tariff policy? And did they tell you that they want you to try to convince the president to stand down? Or did they say that it was a good idea? I'd like to hear what the reaction was on that particular issue.
Yeah, I talked to several young farmers down in Lilburn and before, is down in that area, the sort of Boothio area, and we deliberately chose younger farmers, so in their early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, who are just trying to make it, and trying to make ends meet, and really, to be honest, having a hard time doing it. And something they talked to me about, Jason, were farm price, commodity prices. I mean, commodity prices are just pretty devastatingly low right now. Now, they didn't complain to me about the president. They did not ask me to ask the president to stand down at all. In fact, they expressed deep frustration at what China in particular is doing and targeting them for retribution and making them a pawn in the trade war. But something we talked about was that when it comes to our exports, our commodity exports, a big problem that we have, I believe, is that we're getting priced out of these commodities markets because other countries, China's been a main offender, are keeping their currencies artificially low, and they are buying up dollar-based assets in order to drive the price of our currency up, probably in an artificial way. And it's getting to be a really severe problem, and China's been doubling down on that in recent weeks and months, further devaluing their currency. That's a killer for all of our exporters, but especially farmers and then also manufacturers. So I think that we need to take steps to stop this interference by foreign entities and foreign companies in our own currency and to make our exports competitive. And then the other thing, Jason, interestingly, these young farmers said to me, is just the availability of land. They said that the concentration down in the Boot Hill area of land, I mean, just a handful of people own a gob of land. Young farmers had a heck of a time breaking in. Some of this land now is increasingly owned by corporate farms who are only willing to rent it out to independent farmers on very onerous conditions. A lot of times you have to use their seed. You have to produce the way they want to produce. And so, it's really getting to be a situation where how can a young family break into farming? And then if they can get into it, how can they sustain themselves? So I think we've got to have a tough conversation about how we make our exports competitive again, and then how we give younger farmers the tools to get into farming and then to sustain it. Because the ultimate disaster, Jason, would be to see ourselves in a position like we've seen with our manufacturing for too long, where we allow it to go overseas, and then we find ourselves dependent. If you lose these family farms, they'll never come back. And if I don't ever want to be in a position where we're buying our food from other countries and we no longer have the capacity to produce it ourselves and find ourselves in a national security issue, as well as losing an entire way of life. So there's a lot of work to be done. And frankly, I have a lot of thinking to do about what more we can do to address all of these needs that I encountered on the tour. But these are truly exceptional people, such fascinating, fascinating people I got to talk to, and such incredibly inspiring people. And I just have to say, I just feel, I laughed with them. Sometimes I cried with them. But I feel so inspired at the end of this week.